Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Briggs. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Herrenstein. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jim Bunning. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum, who is chasing the ball. Allen reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison takes first base on ball four. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen scores. Callison moves to third. It's 1-0, Phillies. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Callison scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 2-0, Phillies. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum takes first base on ball four. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Taylor settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen juggles the ball. That's an error on Allen. Landrum moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landrum moves to third. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landrum scores. Beckert moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Phillies. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Herrenstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine strikes out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Briggs moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Briggs scores. Allen moves to third. It's 3-1, Phillies. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Herrenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dalrymple for the out. Taylor moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dalrymple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Wine fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs won. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Allen hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Williams chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Bailey fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Bailey. Briggs goes all the way around to score. Allen moves to third. It's 4-1, Phillies. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Herrenstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dalrymple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Herrenstein strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 2 in the game. Dalrymple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dalrymple moves to second. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 2 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dalrymple scores. Wine moves to third. It's 5-1, Phillies. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wine scores. Bunning moves to second. It's 6-1, Phillies. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bunning moves to third. Briggs moves to second. Billy Heft now pitching. Jimmy Stewart now playing shortstop. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Callison hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bunning scores. Briggs scores. Allen moves to third. It's 8-1, Phillies. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. Tony Taylor now playing third base. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Phillies. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Ken Holtzman now pitching. John Bacabella now playing first base. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Herrenstein takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Herrenstein moves to second. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bailey for a passed ball. Herrenstein moves to third. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple bunts towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Herrenstein scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-4, Phillies. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 9, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bunning hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Briggs moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Callison strikes out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a fly ball towards left. Altman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Altman. Briggs scores. Rojas goes all the way around to score. Gonzalez moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-4, Phillies. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Herrenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 11, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Herrenstein fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Bunning drops the ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stewart moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Ken Holtzman. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 11, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Taylor strikes out. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dalrymple is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 11, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Briggs. Altman reaches second base with a double. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 11-5, Phillies. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart strikes out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Landrum strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 11, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bunning strikes out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 11, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.